state health inspectors were not allowed into the Oklahoma County Jail. A historic college files for bankruptcy, and the extreme heat is creating a dangerous situation for people experiencing homelessness. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 1st. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma County Detention Center failed to meet state health standards last week. KGOU's Hannah France reports facility staff refused to let inspectors inside.
A report from the Oklahoma State Department of Health notes staff attempted to conduct an unannounced annual inspection last week, but were denied entry to the facility. The report says facility staff listed not having enough staff members on hand to support the inspection process as their reason for denying entry. This comes as plans to build a new jail have stalled following a vote by the Oklahoma City Council to reject the location proposed by the Board of County Commissioners. The jail has faced many criticisms in recent years related to problems including lack of staff, unsanitary conditions, and high inmate mortality rates. I'm Hannah France.
A historic Oklahoma college is filing for bankruptcy in a last-ditch effort to save its campus. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has more on what this could mean for the college's future.
Bacon College was Oklahoma's first higher education institution and America's first Native college. Its doors opened in 1881 with three students in Muskogee. And more than 100 years later, the college's leaders are fighting to stay open. Interim president and Cherokee Nation citizen Leslie Hanna says the college has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It owes more than $1.5 million to creditors and is at risk of insolvency. Chapter 11 bankruptcy allows entities to pause their debts to reorganize finances by a certain deadline. Bacon has until July 5th to do just that. Hanna says he and the board hope their plan will allow them to protect the historic campus.
The board's philosophy was, you know, if the property's gone, the college is gone. You know, we're not a college without that property, so we've got to save the property.
The college's next court hearing is set for July 22nd. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Starting this fall, Chickasha Public Schools will equip every classroom with trauma kits. School officials say the goal is to enhance emergency preparedness across the district in terms of natural disasters or active shooter situations. The kits will include items like gauze, CPR masks, gloves, medical shears, and tourniquets. The district will receive 1,000 kits. County officials hope this will set a precedent for other school districts across the state and nation. As temperatures break 100 degrees across the state, some people are impacted more than others. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has more on how heat impacts those experiencing homelessness.
Oklahoma summers are hot and likely to get hotter. For those living outside, this can be dangerous or even deadly. The Oklahoma City nonprofit, the Homeless Alliance, operates a day shelter 7 days a week. There, people can shower, eat, use the internet, and escape the summer heat. Megan Mueller is the CEO of the Homeless Alliance. She says for many people, concern for the homeless community becomes front of mind when it's really cold outside.
The heat can be just as dangerous, if not more so, than extreme cold.
Mueller is asking the public for donations of bug spray, chapstick with sunscreen, aloe vera, and Tylenol to help unhoused neighbors make it through the summer more safely. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.